Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sistema's first quarter 2021 financial results call on the 15th of June 2021. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there'll be an opportunity to ask questions. I would now like to pass the line to Nicolae Minașin, the head of investor relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Sistema. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, good, may, and might. The negative of such terms are similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update the statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of anticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, future rating, economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market change in our industries, impact of COVID-19 pandemic on macroeconomic situation in the markets of presence, and financial results of Sistema and its subsidiaries and associates, as well as many other risks specifically related to Sistema and its operations. Today's Sistema financial results for the first quarter 2021 will be presented by Vladimir Cherakhov, Sistema President and Chief Executive Officer, and Vladimir Travkov, Sistema Chief Financial Officer. With that, I will turn the call to Vladimir Cherakhov.
Thank you, Nikolai. Hello, and thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I am pleased to report that Sistema delivered robust results for the first quarter and achieved several strategic milestones that will drive further value creation. Our consolidated revenue growth accelerated to 8% year-on-year, and adjusted OIBDA grew by a solid 6%. Although growth in those metrics was mainly due to our largest consolidated companies like MTS, STEP, Segezha, and Messi, I would like to stress that all of our key portfolio companies delivered strong top line and OIBDA performance. MTS strengthened its leadership in Russian telecoms and demonstrated notable progress in developing new ecosystem verticals. The company's revenues and adjusted OIBDA both rose by 6% year-on-year, reflecting sustained momentum in connectivity areas and strong growth in fintech. The media business stream, as well as digital and cloud solutions, also contributed nicely to top-line growth. MTS has been gradually stepping up investments into promising new products, in particular its new OTT platform, Kion, which was launched in April 2021. MTS almost tripled the number of video streaming users to 2.9 million during the last 12 months, confirming that the company is positioned to become one of the top players in the on-demand video streaming segment. Segezha Group, which recently became another publicly traded asset in Sistema's portfolio, increased its revenues by 27% year-on-year, while adjusted OIBDA rose by 91%. This impressive growth was supported by strong performance across all key segments. The company benefited from recovery in demand in the construction industry, which was reflected in stronger prices for sawn timber and plywood. Those trends, together with cost optimization measures, helped Segezha to achieve OIBDA margin of 28%. The business is well positioned to continue to expand its investment in growth while ensuring dividend returns to its shareholders. This quarter, we saw impressive dynamics of agri-holding STEP, which grew revenues and OIBDA by 40% and 65% respectively. Field crops soft commodities trading and the dairy segments were TEP's main drivers on the back of efficient sales strategies, stronger production volumes, and higher grain and milk prices. While some of Sistema's assets are capitalizing on the early post-COVID recovery trends, our other investments are also benefiting from domestic consumer patterns fueled by the pandemic. Our private healthcare provider, MedSi, grew its revenues and adjusted OIBDA by 23% and 25% year-on-year, respectively. The growth was driven by a rebound in demand for routine medical care and sustained sales of COVID-related services, including treatment, testing, home care, and remote services. During the first quarter, the total number of telemedicine consultations increased fourfold year-on-year. At the same time, MedSi continues to expand its medical facilities. In May, it opened a new 3,700 square meter clinical diagnostic center in the Moscow region. Work is also underway to open MedSi's new flagship facility, which will be a multifunctional medical center on Michurinsky Prospect in Moscow with a total area of nearly 34,000 square meters. Ozon, Sistema's fastest-growing portfolio company, posted its sixth consecutive quarter of triple-digit growth, with GMV increasing by 135% year-on-year in the first quarter. The total number of orders increased by 161% to 34.1 million, which was primarily driven by the scaling of Ozon's marketplace, where the merchant base quadrupled year-on-year, while Ozon's total assortment increased nearly 2.5 times year-on-year to 19 million SKUs. At the corporate center level, we delivered on a number of strategic initiatives which will provide further support to Sistema's NAV. In April, we successfully completed the IPO of Segezha Group on Moscow Stock Exchange, making the company Russia's only public traded name in the forestry sector. The IPO raised 30 billion rubles for Segezha, valuing the company at 125.5 billion rubles. This corresponds to an EV/EBITDA multiple of over 9, which represents a significant premium to many Russian exporters. This successful transaction will drive further crystallization of the value of Sistema's assets. We also continue to develop our pipeline of IPO candidates, which includes MedSi, STEP, and Binafarm Group. During the first half of 2021, we also took several steps toward transforming Binafarm Group into a leader in the Russian pharmaceutical market. We have acquired Natsimbio's stake in Synthos and consolidated all of our pharma assets into a newly established holding company. And we have agreed with our partners, including VTB Group and a consortium led by RDIF, that Sistema will remain the key managing shareholder of Binafarm and will continue to implement its growth strategy. We continue to see great potential to capitalize on the structural growth of pharmaceutical market in Russia, driven by both industry consolidation and import substitution. During the first quarter, Binafarm increased its revenue by impressive 38% year-on-year, while its OIBDA almost quadrupled. We have also increased our exposure on Etalon Group, where we see massive growth potential as the company has a strong pipeline of promising investment projects. The company raised 11 billion rubles through its recent SPO. Those funds will be used for land bank expansion. By the end of this year, the company plans to acquire land plots for up to 1 million square meters of new residential projects in St. Petersburg and Moscow. It's also considering entry into new geographies, primarily targeting cities with a population of over 1 million. We believe that our strong investment track record and our progress in terms of generating and crystallizing value across our portfolio should be reflected in Sistema's total shareholder returns. In May, the Board of Directors approved a new progressive dividend policy, which sets minimum annual dividend payment for the next 3 years and also gives investors potential upside from growth in our adjusted OIBDA. With this new approach, we have linked Sistema's dividends to our performance, which significantly increases the predictability of our returns to shareholders. By providing for increased dividend payouts, this new dividend policy will further strengthen our equity story while enabling us to maintain our focus on portfolio growth through new investments. With that, I will pass the floor to Vladimir Travkov to give you more details on our financial results. Thank you.
Thank you, Vladimir, and thanks to everyone for joining the call. Sistema's strong financial results for the quarter reflect a more favorable macro environment on the back of the global economic recovery and strong positioning of our portfolio companies, which benefit from this recovery thanks to their resilient business models and ongoing strategic executions. In the first quarter of 2021, the group delivered an 8.4% increase in revenues to 171.5 billion rubles. The group's adjusted EBITDA grew by 6.1% year-on-year to 56.9 billion rubles. The main growth drivers for both revenue and EBITDA were our key consolidated public assets, MTS and Segezha Group. MTS contributed 3.3 billion rubles to the group's adjusted EBITDA thanks to the excellent performance across all verticals: telecom, fintech, media, and cloud and digital solutions. MTS adjusted EBITDA increased by 6.2% year-on-year to 55.4 billion rubles. Core domestic connectivity services more than offset continued international roaming headwinds, while other verticals led by fintech had a strong positive impact as well. Segezha Group delivered 2.4 billion rubles to the group's adjusted EBITDA growth on the back of higher prices for plywood and saw timber, successful production cost control initiatives, and a weaker ruble. Other key factors driving the growth of Sistema's EBITDA were SIEP's EBITDA growth of 65.4% due to higher global wheat and coal prices, and effective trading strategy for both the company's own and third-party agricultural products, and growth of production volumes and scale in the dairy farming segment. And also higher EBITDA at MISI, driven by increased revenue. Group SG&A expenses remained stable year-on-year. The SG&A to revenue ratio at group level decreased by 1.2 percentage point to 18%, underscoring our sustained focus on operational efficiency and driven by positive dynamics at MTS, Segezha, STEP, and MITSI. That said, corporate center SG&A grew as a result of LTI program provisions. The program had been put on hold in 2018 and restarted in 2020. Our portfolio companies continue to execute their value-accretive investment programs. Consolidated CAPEX at the group level grew by 34.5% year-on-year to 37.7 billion rubles in the first quarter 2021, mainly due to higher CAPEX at MTS in network development with the focus on enhancing 4G capacity, and Segezha's investments in logging and log transport equipment, IT infrastructure, and modernization of Segezha pulp and paper mills. At the corporate center level, we continue to strategically invest as well, supported by higher portfolio value and liquidity. The total volume of investments in the reporting quarter was 8.2 billion rubles, including payment for Cintas shares acquired from National Immunobiological Company and the investment through our platform of funds. As you know, first quarter is traditionally the weakest for Sistema in terms of cash flows, with dividend payments from assets skewed towards the second half of the year. Cash inflows at the corporate center in the first quarter were primarily due to new borrowings through the placements of local bonds in February. As a result, during the quarter, financial liabilities grew by 9.2%, and as of the end of the first quarter, local bonds accounted for 69% of the total financial liabilities. Our success in increasing the share of liquid assets in the portfolio and growing the NAV as a result of IPOs of Ozon and Cigeja Group has been recognized by S&P. The rating agency affirmed the corporation's credit rating at a double B and improved the outlook to positive, which means that the rating may be upgraded over the next 12 to 18 months. Despite our efforts, we feel that the market continues to undervalue our shares. To seize this opportunity, we resumed the buyback program, extended the tenor of the program till September 2022, and increased the maximum ruble amount from 3 up to 7 billion rubles. We at Sistema are grateful to our shareholders that believe in corporation, our growth strategy, and future prospects. We will continue working to enhance our valuation and deliver strong returns. With that, I will hand the call back to Nikolai.
Thank you, Vladimir. Operator, we are now ready to take questions.
Thank you very much for the presentations. If you have any questions, please press star 2 on your telephone pad and wait for your name to be called. That's star 2. If you're dialed in via the web, you may also ask a voice question there. So we'll give a minute or so for the questions to come in. Thank you. Our first question comes from Mr. Ivan Kim from Excellus Capital. Please go ahead. Ivan, your line is open.
Hi, good afternoon. I have two questions, please. Firstly, on Binafarm. So given that Binafarm already generated about 2 billion rubles of EBITDA in the first quarter, what should we expect for the year? If you can provide some estimate. And then secondly, on Cigeja, is it possible for you to sell a stake at Cigeja within the next 18 months, let's say, or 24 months, or your stance here is similar to Ozon, where there are no monetization plans? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Good afternoon again. About Binafarm, I can say that during the April and May, Binafarm shows very strong results, especially we speak about OIBDA. OIBDA growth was quite high, more than doubled during April and May. If we speak about financial results for whole year, 2021, I believe that financial results for this company will be quite high also, maybe not so high like they were during April and May, but the growth could be quite strong. I cannot say figures, of course, but in any case, okay, let's say more than 25% growth in EBITDA and revenue growth also. About Segezha, we don't have any plans to sell any shares of Segezha. We are going to keep our shares.
Shares to the market.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Ms. Anna Kurbatova from Alpha Bank. Please go ahead. Anna, your line is open.
Yes, thank you very much. Good afternoon. Also a question with regards to Segezha. On the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, some progress was announced with preparing the Segezha West project. And so my question is whether there is some probability and in some way that you, Sistema, could become a co-investor in this project. Or we should understand that this is this will be the pool of investors will be limited to Segezha and banks and WEP. Thank you. And under what circumstances Sistema could consider like participation in this project? Thank you.
Hello, this is Vladimir. Currently, we're in the process of structuring finance of Segezha Zapad, and all options are possible. And on the current stage, we cannot say it if Sistema participate or not. So I think we will be ready to answer to such a question, to give a specific and concrete answer, maybe later in 2021. I think in September, October, we will be ready to give more specific answer.
Yes, thank you very much. It's helpful. And the second question with regards to your optimal or comfortable leverage. So last year you communicated to the market that your optimal leverage level would be around 140 billion rubles. Yes. Would you reiterate this target now or did it change in some way? Thank you.
No. You are right. It was announced last year. Since this period, NAV of the group grew significantly, and now we see that optimal level of debt is higher than it was. Also, as you can see now, the average expense rate is less than it was a year ago. So now we see that room for any the capacity for debt increase in and that's why I think this number of 140 is is not working for a current period. So in the current situation, we see that if we will find any lucrative investment opportunities, we'll be ready to increase our debt because in the current stage of development, we have additional debt capacity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Alexander Vengranovich from RenCap. Please go ahead, Alexander. Your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon. Let me ask the question about the leverage in maybe in a bit different way. So what we've seen that your leverage at the corporate center has increased quite significantly over the last year. And based on my calculations, and I guess you can disagree, but by the end of the year, it might further increase. And the existing dividends from MTS plus the participation in MTS buyback program plus additional dividends which you're going to receive from the other assets will not be enough to cover in full your investment program, your potential like new M&A on Sistema level plus additional expenses you need to cover on your debt and corporate SG&A. So the question is, how do you want to balance these expenses and the cash inflows to Sistema level in the future. In case there is a gap and in case your leverage will increase further, what will be the optimal way for you to close this gap? Either it's going to be a monetization of some of the assets which are already public and which you can easily monetize, or do you think you will then approach the capital markets with the potential placement of the shares of some of the other non-public assets? So just some color on that front will be also helpful. Thank you.
Now, when we are talking about the optimal amount of debt, I am personally focusing on two metrics. That is, first is LTV, loan to value, and we see that this metric is going up after the IPO of Ozon and IPO of Segezha, and we see situation is changing to the better since last year. Second one is update interest coverage and free cash flow to interest coverage on the corporate center level, and we see that the situation here is stable because the dividend flow from assets is growing, and we expect that the dividend flow from the assets in the current year will be higher than it was last year, so we don't see any risk on the corporate center level at this area. If we are talking about the future M&A and investments, here there are, as you mentioned, there are some kind of there are options. We can increase our debt. We can do a monetization as we did previously, and other options are possible also, which we can discuss in more details. So in the current stage, we see that the debt level is optimal. We don't have any some kind of financial risk, and the future investments are possible through the debt and asset monetization.
I just want to add some words. You know, we see that our assets are growing much faster than we expected and than our debt growth, of course. And even nowadays, we have possibility to do IPO of some of our assets. You know that we have at least three companies, MedSystem and Binafarm Group, which are ready for IPO. We just don't want to do it, I suppose, this year, just because it will be too early maybe. But again, if we need cash, we can do IPO of some of our companies, at least. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ms. Maria Sohanova from BCS. Please go ahead, Maria. Your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for the call. I've got two questions. So first one on IPO candidates. So this list you gave us, is this order random, or you think that MedSea should go first, has high chances to go for IPO first? And also, you mentioned Binafarm specifically in the press release. Is there a reason for that, that you think Binafarm is more ready than others, or is that just we shouldn't read you into that? And second question, with STIP, it seems like the land bank has more or less stabilized past several quarters. Do you think there is still a scope to increase it further? Do you plan to do so, or you think it's the land bank the company should just make better use of, and there should be no growth? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. This is Vladimir Cherakhov. So if we speak about possible IPO, you know, nowadays we don't have any decision about which company should be the first. So we have at least three candidates, Binafarm, STIP, and Medsi. I just can say that nowadays we don't plan any IPOs by the end of this year. So
by the end of this year, we are not going to do IPO, and we will make decision about possible IPO, I suppose, in the beginning of next year.
Okay, and I will answer to the second question. So, of course, we have a plan to increase our land bank further. As you know, currently it's 566 hectares, and 1,000 hectares, and our objective is to reach at least 600,000 hectares. But, but after this goal, we'll set the new goal, so it's a continuing process.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So just one reminder, for any additional questions, please press star 2 on your keypad. We'll give another 30 seconds. Nikolai, I'm seeing no further questions. I will pass over the line back to you and your team for your concluding remarks.
Thank you, operator, and thanks everyone for joining the call today. As always, if you have any further additional questions, please don't hesitate to contact our IR team. And with that, I want to conclude our call and wish everyone a very pleasant evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.